Welcome to Fables and Fairy Tales, where this week the story is... Prince Lindworm. This story was written by me, and it's based on a folktale from Norway. Here to read it to you, it is I, your storyteller, Chip Cahoon. This is part 3, and it's just as filthy! If you missed everything before today, catch up at fablespodcast.co.uk. But if the story is with you, then let us continue. There was another wedding, another crown, and another party. No one noticed that the new princess was wearing 4 dresses at the same time. When it was time for bed, Prince Lindworm took the newest princess to their bedroom and said,
"Now you are my wife, you have to hug me."
The princess said, "I will hug you, but only if you wash your hands first." Prince Lindworm looked sad.
"No one ever taught me how to wash."
The princess smiled and said, "Don't worry, I'll help you." The princess took a brush and began scrubbing at the prince's hands. As she did, the prince's skin began to peel, like a banana. The princess went on to wash his whole body, and when she had finished, Prince Lindworm looked like a slightly smaller giant worm. All this had got her dress dirty, so she took it off to show the next dress underneath. Prince Lindworm said,
"Will you hug me now?"
The princess said, "I will hug you, but only if you wash a bit more first." Just like before, as the princess scrubbed, the prince's skin began to peel, like an orange. The princess washed his whole body, and when she had finished, Prince Lindworm looked like an even smaller giant worm. All this had got her dress dirty, so she took it off to show the third dress underneath. Prince Lindworm said,
"Will you hug me now?"
The princess said, "I will hug you, but only if you wash a bit more first." Once more, the princess scrubbed, and again the prince's skin began to peel, like a birthday present. The princess washed his whole body, and when she had finished, the prince didn't look like a worm anymore. He looked like the handsomest prince you can think of. All this had got her dress dirty, so she took it off to show the last dress underneath. The handsome prince held out his arms. "Please, can you hug me now?" The princess nodded and gave him a huge hug. That made the prince really happy. When the prince went to see his mum and dad, they were happy too. And now everyone could see they had a handsome son. And so they all lived very happily for the rest of their lives.
That was the tale of Prince Lindworm. Next, we'll be telling a tale about a spider from Africa. But don't worry if you're scared of spiders. This friendly little 8-limbed lad has more terrifying things to worry about, including wasps with stings like fire, snakes that could swallow you whole, and, well, you won't want to miss it. To make sure you don't, make sure you're subscribed to our podcast. And don't forget, if you become an epic explorer, you can enjoy every story all at once, to listen to, watch me tell for you, and even have delivered to your door through the post so you can read them, alongside pictures from incredible artists such as Corky Paul, the illustrator for Winnie the Witch. There are 2 new stories every month, plus 2 bonus stories that only epic explorers get to see. Ooh, and the stories never disappear either. You can go there and devour over 30 stories right now. To become an epic explorer, just put on your sweetest voice, ask your grown-up to sit with you at a computer, and go to fablespodcast.co.uk. Right now, though, it only remains for me to say cheerio, and I hope to hear your story soon. So, cheerio! And I hope to hear your story soon!